Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Sasquatch Whisperer, Gary Hart. This is a two-part show, part one with Gary Hart.
The Sasquatch make their own choices as to who they want to interact with, but they seem to be amenable to certain characteristics of a person. You have to be a generally good person.
Researcher Gary Hart has traveled around for a couple of decades checking out places known for Sasquatch sightings. He's also investigated portals and other places where anomalous experiences have been reported.
My wife had an interesting situation. She was driven around by this person, and they drove past several Sasquatch. Their eyes were glowing in colors. They can do that too. But I noticed that everybody before that, often they said, well, they've got red eyes. But the thing is, they have other colors too. Red means they're angry. But if it goes to blue and green, it means that they're good. And if you're respecting them, then they would have like green or blue eyes. And it's like a flashlight coming out of their eyes. I don't know how they do it, but it's biological in some way or another. That's part of the knowledge of what they can do, a lot more than what we think initially. They are not monsters, that's for sure. And if you don't treat them like monsters, then they can be ultimately a friend, because I've got one that's a friend of mine. I think I was reincarnated. That's another necessary understanding. A lot of things can happen with that, and I believe in our Sasquatch. It's a reincarnation of them in this lifetime, and I've been told that probably, and I would guess it's true, that I will go back to being a Sasquatch this next lifetime.
You got the name Sasquatch Whisperer.
It's because this person was giving classes and accepting money for it. The person was lying, in my opinion. Okay. And she was trying to do it for money. She had a person she was working with out in California, and he didn't know that she was taking some of the money. They were supposed to be splitting it, the people in the class, but they weren't. She was taking some of the money herself. So it's unethical. And I figured, I just got online one time and thought I have a name up there. And then I came up with that name, and that's why I did it, because I didn't want her to get it. So I was doing it to prevent the situation from getting worse. And I ran into one of the other people who was a previous member of the group that had the same thing. They tried to donate some money, and it ended up being, she thought it was a gift. Well, trying to make it a gift. In other words, the person that was teaching about Sasquatch, and it was not. So it was a loan. And with my wife, they understood verbally that it was a loan. And so I said, well, if you did that to my wife, if you did that, then you should have something on paper or get an agreement to start paying back, because it was specifically given to help out with somebody that needed tires and I guess a rent and things like that, which shouldn't have been involved. And she knocked my wife out of the group. I stayed in for a little while until I started talking to people and figuring out what was going on. Then she pushed me out of the group too, for no reason. There's one reason, because that in another group, essentially they said, I talk too much. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Oops. I'm not trying to steal anybody's glory. Uh-huh. I really don't care about money. I don't write. I just like talking generally one-on-one, because that works best for me, about Sasquatch and what they like and dislike and how best to interact with them. It's not my choice. The Sasquatch make their own choices as to who they want to interact with, but they seem to be amenable to certain characteristics of a person. You have to be a generally good person.
You and I connected for the first time in Mena, Arkansas at the Board Camp Crystal Mine. And I wanted to know, with your research, there were some interesting things that happened. And I just posted on the blog a picture for people to see what we're talking about with that interdimensional presence of Sasquatch. What was your experience while we were there?
I heard on several occasions people walking down the gravel road up above the hill, very near the, what is it, the place, I forget what they were calling it, the active spot. It's the area where the energy comes out of the ground in a visible way at times. That matches Skinwalker Ranch. Now, I'd been out to Skinwalker Ranch, but to the gate, I'm not going in. In 96, when they first got bought by Bigelow. So I knew about it. I had seen several articles before that. MUFON, I think, got involved in looking at the ore camp. And since then, it's interesting because I have a picture of a beam of light coming out of the ground at Bore Camp, and then that's what they've reported at times at Skinwalker, beams coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
So there's a similarity between different portal locations, and that's exactly what it is.
Well, that quartz is huge. I mean, that's the whole, I think, the draw. It shows you there's energy, and it's being, in my opinion, farmed. I think that is the purpose, the point of why there's so much activity. But the other thing about that, Orville told me that he'd gone to a portal. There was a portal that appeared. They saw a light up on the hill. And
when it lights up, there's a beam of light that comes out of the ground. I have yet to fully analyze a video that they took there. When a beam of light comes out of the ground, but it's behind a layer of trees, so it's kind of hard to see, but I need to analyze that. I've been doing so many other things, other portals, that's not a thing. It's investigating portals alone, which, in my opinion, is the pinnacle of existence here on this planet.
Decades or centuries. This the other indigenous cultures, they know about this. But, you know, trying to tell a Westerner, and Westerners like, oh, no, this is impossible. It's like, okay, give up. They've given up on us.
So. Well, yes, if you look at the Skinwalker, Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, the present show, almost all of it's impossible. But it's true. At some point, I think humanity is going to have to accept there's a solution in interacting with these entities. They can be friendly if you treat them friendly. They want you to treat them with respect, and they will do the same for you, and you can actually have a friend.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
My experience going there, we stayed on site overnight, and there was something that happened overnight where both of us saw a bookshelf in a certain area, and in the morning the bookshelf had been moved. So that was a clue. Okay, there's more than meets the eye going on. When Orville took me up to the area that they call the nursery, and every tree up there has a crystal at the bottom of the tree. To me, that's a grid. Yes. When he took me there, I heard telepathically, and it was basically, watch your step. Okay, step lightly. So I followed Orville's. Orville's, everywhere he stepped, I made sure I was right behind him. After that, I had a telepathic message to pick up a rock, and I'm like, no, I know better, I'm not going to pick up a rock. Again, pick up a rock. Third time, as I continue walking, and I decide, okay, fine, I'll pick up a rock. So I picked up one. It was a small, like a 1-inch rock. I pick it up, looks just like a normal rock. I turn it over, it's covered, it has crystals on it, and it's actually shaped like a foot. A little foot.
Yeah.
And the message was,
they were gifting it to you.
Yes. The message was, thank you for listening and for respecting what I had been given. So I was just floored because I thought I was there for crystals. And then to have this experience with Sasquatch, that changed it's my whole perspective on what is real and how we are connected. And it was basically that respect.
Exactly. I hear the voice. I've asked several people, do you hear a voice? Either in your head or very close to you. And I've gotten a positive answer for people that I thought would have the capability of hearing like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not involved with crazy people. It can, other situations where a person might be thought crazy, but for the history of our planet, people want to dismiss people that are actually sensitive to this.
Yeah.
We've got to pay attention to it because our planet is really going to go through a rough time with the temperatures going up and the weather changing. All the climate change is real.
Well,
and I don't care if the president agrees with that or not. And I'm sure he doesn't. You have to take care about everything.
Yes. And that's the message that Sasquatch, for many people who do connect with Sasquatch, is the environment, just like ETs, the environment, basically that's why we're here. That's what supports us.
Yeah. So take care of every life that's here. And the more we're interacting with the intelligence of the Sasquatch, then the more we're understanding how much more that we don't know, and we could if we just paid attention.
Even in the Ozarks, I've been out walking alone, and at one point, the telepathic message was quiet mind, open heart.
Yes.
And it was so simple, and then it continued to tell me that I was full of stuff. In a general speaking, that we are so full of nonsense, of just thoughts and words, and it was just like it felt like it was polluted.
Right. Get attached to stuff. It's false. It's not real.
Well, I wasn't offended. It was just that, I got that image of pollution because there were so many thoughts that said you need to get rid of some of these things.
That's exactly right.
But it was nice. It was that thing of, it was very gentle and very
gentle.
So
very gentle.
Okay. You said you have
so
a friend.
Gentle. I mean, that's part of the reality of it. It's so gentle. It's soft and gentle. It's knowledge you need to have.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. It's amazing because for one thing,
that's exactly
the most part I don't see them. In that picture, it was all of a sudden clear to me why. Because my eyes, my mind, all of this stuff, if it's outside of our range of perception, we won't see it with our eyes. Now, sometimes...
You don't know what to look for.
Yeah. Sometimes you can see it, the corner, periphery. You see a movement. Yeah. You see a flash. You see, like you said, the eyes. Yeah. That doesn't mean it isn't there. That just means that... For us to evolve, we need to improve our sensitivity.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of what I call markers, the things that they've made that are laid out on the ground, and a tree pulled out of the ground, turned upside down, and leaned against another tree. I'll put a good word, I'd like the books of Christopher Knoll that are quite easy to get hold of, and they're inexpensive. And here's a little book, the 50 most common, I forget what the name is, Sasquatch. You'll see it if you go to his website. It's neat because I've seen 3/4 of those. I got that little book, most common Sasquatch constructions. I see them as sculpture. So I really value seeing those, but they're meant to be conveying a truth and bring your attention to, because I would walk by. When I first saw a bowed tree, for instance, I thought, how could I have ever missed this in the woods? I walked by it. And I'd never given it a second thought. But when you know what to look for, then you look at it and you marvel at how amazing it is. And then you see other types where they pile a group of sticks in the crook of a tree or poke a rock in the crown of a tree, or it grows into the crown. I know several locations where that's happened. When you notice them, they notice you.
Yeah.
They have a plan for you. It's the most amazing thing I've ever realized. Because they have, as I said, I consider them sculptures. I have a picture somewhere. I need to dig it out at some point again. I need to go through my information again and pull out the things that are really important. But there was a person who saw a bunch of sticks and pieces of wood that were put together that looked like a horse's head. And that person found it within a mile of a horse farm. And it's amazing. I mean, it looked really good. I mean, but I also have to say that activity like this can be in places where there are faults. And that's where most of the things I've seen has been in Missouri. But I've also seen stripped trees that have been in Missouri, Wisconsin, Indiana, several states. So there has to be a common factor, but it's nothing people normally see or do, but it's quite obvious. I've seen a tree that's stripped 3 different times in the same tree. It's like a sapling. They can grab a branch and then pull it down so it strips down about 2 feet or so. Then they let it fall to the ground, but it's still attached. And it's a direct indication that there are squash in the area. Another place where I've seen a lot of sticks, like 100 sticks, propped up against a growing part of a tree, a branch of another tree. It's so indicative. I look at it and think, well, somebody theoretically could have done it, but why? I never talked to a person that ever thought to do that. So these debunkers can do whatever they want. I'm proved subjectively that things are true.
There are some people I've talked with talking about the glyphs, and when they develop a relationship with a Sasquatch family or a group or an individual, then they develop their own way of exchanging communication, exchanging thoughts. And I know at Board Camp Crystal Mine, they put out gifts, but the glyphs are actually a step further because they're trying to see, that get beyond just the, here's this for you.
Okay, look at something and put some thought to it.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean? Yes. It's amazing. I say that time and again, but when you sent me a recording, and it's the same thing, I thought, well, she gets it. She absolutely gets it. And I can't say that about a lot of people, but some. And I'm really pleased to have a number of friends that do get it. They don't try to debunk everything, and they look for the truth. And there are a lot of Sasquatches that are in Missouri, and I believe there are a lot higher number of, in fact, I tell people, Sasquatch are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of Christopher Knowles' books is about Sasquatches that are within, just a short distance away from your house. Basically, implying that they're very short distances away from everybody, eventually.
And
they travel around
as
a multidimensional being.
They can travel. I'm in the middle of, I'm in a suburb in Kansas City, and I've had that kind of contact here. I've had contact in the Ozarks. It's just, if you're in any way, shape, or form sensitive, you don't have to leave the house. You can connect.
And that's what they say, is you don't have to go somewhere to interact with them. They come to you.
Yeah.
That's how much they care about us.
I can't remember who I had an interview with, but he was asked, maybe in Kiwani Lepsuritis. I can't.
Right.
At one point, I had a dream right before I connected with him. And the dream, I was kind of in a wilderness forest area, but there was a restaurant, log cabin type restaurant, and the people were all there eating. And I dreamed that the Sasquatch, a large, dark, the full-blown Sasquatch individual came into the restaurant, and he was just angry, really angry. And Kiwani was saying, well, what is that? What did you interpret from that? Well, I said, because everybody's there and they're not paying attention to the outdoors. They're not paying any attention to the environment. They're just all basically using it, but not giving anything back. And so that was my interpretation. Yes. And also, I wasn't expecting, this is a dream, so that's how I get information too. Mm-hmm. But it was a way for me to interpret the language and understanding by the actions and the environment. And a lot of this, it has to do with us also learning how to trust the dreams and trust the information we get, because that's a way of communicating where we don't have all of our barriers up. We don't deny it or push it back. We're open. And
if a person is flexible, mentally flexible, they can accept something like that. And that's what you have to do. You can't be so rigid in your thinking. You have to be willing to change, because you can't learn this in school, on regular school. No. You can't learn it from your parents, usually. And you have to learn the way that you can learn about it. So it's cool. We're supposed to be taking care of every other species that lives here on this planet. In the sense where they said that we're like 1,000 years behind, because we're supposed to be able to communicate with every other species right now. And then when it comes to Sasquatch and how they relate to humans, they have said that judge us individual. So that's just like us. Some people, some creature beings are negative, and a lot of them are positive.
Yeah.
But it's common sense.
Some of it you have to know when you go into a space. Again, when you're going in camping or out and about, just because you want to connect with a Sasquatch doesn't mean that's the space you're going to be received or receptive, because there's boundaries. The way you get an impression, whether it's okay, if you feel comfortable, you don't feel some kind of a, like in your stomach or in your body, feel nauseous or feel like, ooh, this is not, something's wrong here. One guy I know, he went out and he said he was afraid.
Security.
Yeah,
that's why I don't care. I've seen them three different times, but at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try to guide people away from having to see
right,
or get a picture of or something like that. You have to respect their security. There's so many people that are willing to take a gun and go out in the woods, and that's not the way to do it. There are other ways that you can interact with them from the most basic level and move your way up to a more complicated level. But it's got to be with their safety in mind and with knowledge that you can help them. There are cases where you can actually help them, and they love that. And in fact, they have a sense of humor. They laugh.
Yeah, I got that when I was told I was full of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it was a gentle way of saying, yeah, there's some toxins, some poison, some pollutants in your system. In other words, your mind, you know, in my mind.
Right. Oh, yes.
I carried some baggage that I didn't really need.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, you know, it's just the humor. And I don't know, there's a respect there too, a gentleness that when they say, you know, we're little brother, we're still learning. There's just so much to learn and to know and to explore without having to actually see one, but to sense one,
right,
and to have that impression and that.
That's,
you know,
magic to be able to do that, yes.
Yeah.
That's another level.
Well,
where you're really paying attention to their needs and having a friend and interact with you at a calm spiritual level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really important to do that. And that teaches you things just in being able to do that. You can look back at yourself and, well, how do I do that better? And that's amazing because I've never experienced that before, for instance. One of my first experiences when a friend of mine knew in Salem, Missouri, a small town, it's supposed to be 5,000, I think. Anybody can look up facts like that and tell if I'm right or not. I don't know that. I don't remember exactly the figure, but it's about that size. And it's the last road on the last, southern part of the town. And there was an adjacent field, and I watched them because she invited me over. I believe it was either 10:30 or 11:30 at night that the show starts. He had had experiences in nearby state park where he had seen footprints, and the Sasquatch at night they had been camping. His family had been camping when he was a teenager, and they had messed around the plates and pots and pans on their picnic table, and they found some big footprints in mud just next to a river. And then later he walked down a trail and he saw where they were living on the other side of the river. When he moved into town and had a house, he called me over because he said the activity was happening about that time in the evening. And he had set up a little table with corn on it, and they would come in and partake of that. But what was really going on was the December before this happened, he wanted me to go out in a scrubby area next to his property, and we did. And I was the first one to see it. It looked like a hunting blind, but it had saplings that had been bent, not broken. And it was woven together so a Sasquatch, 8-foot-tall Sasquatch, could walk right inside it. And then one side was completely covered with vines. But, of course, in the wintertime, it was you can see through it. But that next spring, and there's a honeysuckle that's covering up our scent next to the fence between that honey, what I determined was a honey blind, and the backyard. So we stood here, he and I heard a cooing sound from, I would say, a total of five different Sasquatch. A cooing sound, each one had a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard of this before. They then proceeded, we got the message, okay, they're right over there, maybe no more than 30 feet away, the closest one. And you can tell, close your eyes and tell where each one was in a three-dimensional space. It was so obvious. And I had one come through the fence and walk toward me at an angle and then go around to my right side and stand there. And it was about 2 feet away. I knew where he was the whole time. I could sense exactly where he was. And I had no fear, which surprised, because I thought, well, what am I going to do if an 8-foot-tall being stood right next to me? And the answer is I would take it for granted. Not take it for granted, but understand that's the way things are. If I'm respecting them, it was they're setting the whole thing in motion in a relationship, because I respected them and I had no fear, which just freaked me out. I mean, it really, I wouldn't say freaked me out, but it's really impressed me because I thought, if I'm not feeling native vibes from this watch, why should I have any? And the Dex and Drew. And that's how I tell people, whatever you see. Now, if you have entities come through a portal from the other side of the universe, they're not going to look the same as we do. And the Squatch are hairy being. They're not looking like us, even though they have 90%, 98% of our DNA. You can't expect things to look the way you want them to. You have to accept that that's the way they look. So I, from that point onward, I sincerely respected something just walking up calmly. They were testing whether I could see sense them, and they got that message. And I was testing the situation as to whether they would be nonviolent, have no reason to be violent for any reason. And it proved things to both of us. And that's really where my, one of the places where my experience started. And it's grown ever since. And I really believe at this point that they are my brothers and sisters.
Well, it's that thing of vibes. You can sense when someone is a challenge, a threat. But they're so much more fluent in that aspect than we are. So they know our energy, our intention, without us saying anything, because that's how they exist. For me, it's, you know, the thing of, before I enter a space, if I don't clean up my thoughts like it was suggested, if I'm not more respectful of the environment that I'm entering into, then I'm going to give off these weird vibes that say, you know, I don't care, I'm not happy, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Those are the vibes I'm sending out. It's a broadcast, and that's what we do all the time without even thinking about it. And that's why.
Yes. Emotions are transmission.
So we're constantly broadcasting, and that was the message of when we get more clear on our own intentions and our own thoughts, then we clean up the space, not just for ourselves, but for everything around us. And I think that's the message we get from Sasquatch, is that this is a work in
everything
progress.
Benefits. Yeah. They can't fix karma. There is a prime directive. They can't fix that, but they can aid in helping you how to deal with it. So you've got to become respectful and responsible. But it affects everybody, everything else, if you are. It's all for the best.
There's a
and
thing,
I see that.
You know, when you're going out somewhere and we can't see them, so they can observe and determine whether or not they want to make contact and let you know they're there.
They can read your mind.
Yes.
Now, I've had other entities that read my mind. I leave my mind open so they can do that. And that's trust.
Have you had a negative encounter ever, you know, with a Sasquatch?
No. It can be different for other people, but I've never had a negative encounter. No.
Yeah.
It was cool. One of my first encounters was I was with a friend in the woods, a remarkable woods. It's a conservation area near St. Louis. In fact, we went to several conservation areas in that area, and each one had evidence of the Sasquatch being there. You see the similarity. You go to many different places. Now, I like to go to different places and essentially meet the clan that's there, even though they said you don't have to go anywhere. But I have enjoyed over my lifetime to go to different places and sense the vibes, because it's so cool. It's alive. But you have to leave yourself open. If you're hiding or if you aren't really a good person, you're likely not to have an experience. And what they're doing, what they appear to do, from what I understand and what I've been told, what I've read and things like that, that they're guardians of the portals. And in fact, that is what Orville's experience was, in jumping into the portal. When the light came on, he and a friend jumped into the light coming out of the portal. The basic characteristics are the same between Skinwalker and Derek Bird Camp. And I know of a mountain where lights are coming off the top of the mountain. Those basic characteristics are the same, but every portal is a bit different at another level and level. But it's a universal, in my opinion, a universal point where you can travel from here to there or anywhere, basically. That's something, as a species, we could learn that. We could use that. You don't have to have rockets. You don't have to pollute the atmosphere with rockets. You could do things in a lot more respectful manner to the Earth itself.
Actually, efficiently.
Exactly, yes.
When you're talking about having a friend, is it in your local area, or you said you had a Sasquatch
friend? Everywhere. We're always in contact.
Okay.
Now, my wife has a Sasquatch that keeps track of her, protects her, cares about her, and follows her everywhere. And we got that Sasquatch we met in Kentucky because I'd gotten a book before we took a travel, went and traveled to see my parents in Western North Carolina. When we came back, we went to down two roads in Kentucky that I had seen in this little book that I got. We went down one of the roads, and all of a sudden, something zipped into the solar plexus of my wife. Mm-hmm. He said, well, he's in the back seat. Now, I couldn't see anything, but I accepted what she said because there were rock constructions that had been set up on the post for a guardrail as we went around the corner in the gravel road. Something was stuck in the top of that post, and then there were three rocks that were piled up for me and for her separately. And then we had an experience when we stopped and just went into the woods a little ways, and she was translating. And the whole thing is just absolutely remarkable. In fact, at one point, we stopped along the gravel road, and there were wet footprints coming out from where the car was. And no explanation of why you would see wet footprints just in the middle of nowhere. So the whole thing set up. Interesting view of a situation where the squash set it up for you. And I've had another experience like that. That was the first major one. I had another experience in a section of the National Forest near Salem in Missouri, where I saw a hole open up in the sky, among a number of other things, as if they were training me on how to react to seeing things that are true, mm-hmm. as if the ETs are here, just beyond the veil. And that's interesting to see an actual representation of how things work. And I've seen that. I've been working with another person now, most recently, that takes pictures of all kinds of entities around because there's a portal mm-hmm. where she's living, right around where she's living. And it's stuff that you would never imagine. Some of the stuff I can't tell. I have no idea exactly where it's coming from, but it's other than through the portal, and much like what's happening at Skinwalker Ranch, entities from other places. And it's just absolutely shocking because it proves to yourself, again, and subjectively, that these concepts work really at a scientific level. And that's what they're finding out at Skinwalker Ranch. They're able to translate what they're seeing in a very scientific way. Because one of the recent shows, they had helicopters flying around scanning with LIDAR. This what appears to be a giant bubble. It was like 4,000 feet across in diameter, 2,000 feet in radius. As if it's an energy structure, and they're finding out that it blocks, it shuts off equipment when you get to the boundary. And it's like a seemingly a protective thing for whatever's buried in the mesa. And now they've drilled far enough through the mesa, they get chips of ceramic material. In the most recent episode, I would expect it tonight because I've seen the teaser, where Eric Varg, which is one of the main scientists, says he can attract it with the ceramic material of the crosshatch pattern. You can attract it with a magnet, and it's more than the magnetic attraction. There seems to be more energy there. And I propose that is exactly what the outer surface of a UFO is made from.
Well, they do have an interesting, the way that they're trying to set that up and trying to give you some kind of a concrete basis with the science yes. of how this can happen.
It's being done exactly right, in yeah. my opinion.
It's nice to see that they're actually following that thread. I don't like the fact that they keep, it's like, you know, one little potato chip, another little potato chip. And I don't like the way it drags it yeah. out. So I like to go back and look
there
at the highlights.
There are a lot of people that it's more complicated. If they haven't had a scientific background, it's complicated to see how everything loops together. But as a scientist myself, it's being done as the best way I'd be able to do it myself. And conveying the important information to people that are watching.
When you're talking about portals, and because you said you're investigating more of those now, are there places, public yes. places that people can go?
Yes. One is on top of a mountain. Buford Mountain is in Missouri. It's near Farmington. And as far as I'm concerned, for what I've seen, I believe that's a portal. Board Camp is a skinwalker, as there are other places that I believe are portals also. I don't know how many there are. There seems to be a lot more than we ever suspected. I guess originally I was thinking, well, there's one I know, and that's out Skinwalker. Because I heard that a number of years ago, and when Bigelow bought it. And now then, since then, on the Skinwalker show, they've talked about this mountain in Nevada, Mount Wilson, I think, mm-hmm. the name of it, which is would have to be a portal there, too, because all kinds of weird activity. That's one way you find it, which is funny because you go to places that are seem to be collections of sightings of UFOs, where there's a higher density of sightings than other places. For that same reason, I've gone down and I've studied for the last 20 years or so the Piedmont, Missouri area, where they had a flap back in 73. In February of 73, there were 500 reports of UFO sightings to the local police. Okay, that's the first step. That says, okay, this is interesting. Try this. Recently, I've gotten made friends with some of the locals. That's an area, it's a highly religious area. People are afraid to say anything to their neighbors because they're afraid they'd be called nut, like a nut.
Yeah.
Or drinking or whatever, which is not true because it's the real thing based on evidence from other parts of the country. That you can handle it much differently and you gain information and appreciate your position, your location. It's a wonderful area. The vibes are great. And that there's a pattern of faults there. And that's the other thing is that often it's associated with faults where UFO activity occurs. Where you have UFO activity that's occurring, then you have Sasquatch activity also every time. In Missouri, you have the fault lines and the mineralization, which allows energy to collect along the faults. And it produces a characteristic types of luminous phenomena in the air and the characteristic of having a multidimensional phenomena. Animals, living things, everything I see is a living thing. And it's really, really surprising the different shapes of these things. And I've seen like what something that looks like a swan at board camp even. They had a video of that. And then something else that was jumping along the ground. And it was kind of a tannish color, so it was kind of hard to see until the end of its jumps. It landed on a rock and then turned emerald green for one frame of the video. So there's a lot of evidence. And then most recently at this other location, and I want to be careful about this. It's near St. Louis. So that's, okay. I should tell you.
That's broad, yeah.
I mean, it can be very close to you and you don't know it. It's so important to what's happening here. There are tricks. And as I've said, I would call them real tricks, or they're different ways of doing things. Many scientists will say the life can't exist in the rest of the universe because it's beyond what can be traveled at the speed of light. Well, the answer is wrong concept. You have to go to a different concept and then it works.
Yeah.
Gary Hart, the Sasquatch Whisperer. Thanks for listening. Come back for part two.
Often it's associated with falls where UFO activity occurs. Where you have UFO activity that's occurring, then you have Sasquatch activity also every time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.